small numbers here for both squads as USA is setting up for a fourth down here and a foot to go off the right hash, left to right across your radio. Dave, your thoughts here?
This could be something just as simple as a quarterback keeper right off the snap count. Just dive ahead and take your first down.
Tanner Foley under center, one man behind him. They're actually going to hand it off to him. That is Ryan Miller-Wise, number 30, or excuse me, Macklin Gettle. And he may be short of it. No official word yet. Cole Mychek.
Number 65.
With the tackle, but the officials say first down. Ubley thought they made the stop. I would say they almost made the stop. It came down to inches there, and a favorable spot puts it down at the 41-yard line. So, therefore, first and 10 for the USA Patriot drive, and it stays alive.
Favorable spot indeed. I didn't think it was nearly far enough for them to just skip the measurement even. So, a nice spot there, but a first down for USA nonetheless.
Working off that right hash, a wing on either side, and Macklin Gettle in the backfield. Tanner Foley under center. Going on the hard count, it's a pitch out to the left side on the sweep. And here comes number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise, and he gets around the corner, but the flag flies early on. It could be a hold. Miller-Wise gets all the way out just shy of the 30-yard line next to the first down marker, but a flag is down at the 40-yard line near the line of scrimmage.
Tackle made there by Derek Brown, but I think you can hold on to those numbers, folks. Usually a flag in the backfield is holding on the offensive line.
Indeed it is holding on the offense. Don't even look at that play. It didn't even happen. Don't even think about it. As now they are marching off 10 yards in to the left side of your radio, and now it's going to go from a second and one to a first and 20.
Very interesting with these notes. USA has one tailback in the backfield. Their other two backs, unlike the wing T, they're lined up on the tight end position, and they run in motion one way or the other. And when the quarterback pitches it to that end coming around the outside, he becomes the lead blocker, the quarterback, that is. Kind of an interesting yet risky situation, especially.
Would you risk your quarterback to be a lead blocker?
Why would you want to, especially if he's going to do any throwing?
I mean, unless it's the final play, remember the Titans, I don't want my quarterback out there.
No kidding.
First and 20 for the USA Patriots, and we have a man in motion to the right. Tanner Foley rolling to his right, trying to get some room to pass. He's back
he's
at his own
40.
Miller-Wise is a little too short for that one. That was thrown about 8 feet into the air and falls incomplete on the near sideline. Good coverage by Ubley there all over that one. And good coverage on the defensive line charging through and winning the trenches there. Now second and 20.
And I think the defensive line of Ubley blowing that play up was a total sign of why they scored on offense. The defensive line and offensive line of Ubley is winning the battle right now. Tanner Foley did an excellent job to making that play last longer when it did. And for a quick second, Ryan Miller-Wise was open, but a good break and a high throw. Jeffrey Wright was in the area, ready to take away a pass that was underthrown.
So the first incomplete pass for Tanner Foley on the night, second and 20. Off the left hash, a receiver wide to the right. That's Dominic Guardian. Man in motion, that's Aaron Sines. And they hand it off to number 30, Macklin Gettle, who tries to go to the left. And the misdirection, and he doesn't get anyone further except midfield for about a gain of a foot. And now I'll give him some credit. It's third and 19.
Oh, third, that's exactly right. And similar to the Brennan Ballard theory of USA, the Scott Shepherd theory of Ubley right now, you got to get a body, if not two, on him. Doesn't matter if you misdirection or pitch it to the outside, but the misdirection, he held his ground, did not bite on the fake, and the tailback ran right into his 6 foot, 265-pound frame, Clark.
Third and 19, the first down marker is at the Quantico-Sea River, right at midfield, off the left hash. Tanner Foley under center, Dominic Guardian wide to the right. Winged offense winging on either side, and number 30, Macklin Gettle, the ball carrier. They give it out to Aaron Sines, quick on the pitch out to the right, and he gets all the way out to the 42-yard line before being brought down by Ubley's Dominic Rosenthal, the 6'1", 160 sophomore coming at you. He seems a lot bigger than that out there.
And he moved very well, too, as he chases down Sines on that play. Don't know if you caught that, Clark. Did you see number 67 of Ubley basically jumping the snap count? That was Sawyer Messing, just totally confusing that play altogether. Somehow Sines come out with the ball and out to the outside and got away for a little positive gain.
7-yard gain on that one for Aaron Sines. He has 16 yards on the night on 3 carries. He leads the USA offense with 20 on a total of 21 yards on offense. Fourth and 12, they bring out the punt team, which similarly looks like their offense and defensive unit as well. Lowe's punt from Ryan Miller wise, but he gets it off as well, and it bounces at the 10, and this one's going to take a bounce out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
Maybe inside the 2, Clark. Maybe to the 1.
A 38-yard punt when 39 was too much. And number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise, the senior, puts this one in and pins Ubley as far back as possible.
Ryan Miller-Wise doing it all for USA right now.
We're taking a look here at the radar as the Vassar.
I thought for sure you were going to tell me he even does windows there.
No, not yet.
Too early for that?
Too soon. I got to see what he does on offense first and defense before he does the windows. He's no Mary Poppins yet. First in a long way down the field, first and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats. They're setting up shop at their own 1-yard line after a beautiful punt from Ryan Miller-Wise. They hand this one off right up the middle, and it's into the hands of number 20 for Ubley, Derek Brown, the 5'8 sophomore. He gets out for about 3 yards out to the 4-yard line, and it's bringing up second and 7 for the Bearcat offense.
Tackle made there by number 70, Ryan Hornbacher.
Again, like we were saying, we're looking at the radar here, and there's a cell that's going to the south of us. We might see some rain here in Unionville and Seawing, but like we said, we're getting word from the Vassar Harbor Reach game that it's under delay right now, and it is going to storm for quite some time down there, so there is potential that the game could get moved to Saturday. We'll keep you updated on that one. Right now, though, Ubley's second and 7 at their own 4-yard line. It's going to be a keeper around the right end, and Jeffrey Wright has the first down. He's at the 15, still on his feet at the 20, and that's where he's brought down by a slew of blue jerseys. A nice little heads-up play there by the junior quarterback. Gets the first down and then some.
Tackle made there by number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise, out there to defensive back to try and slow him down. You got to be careful there. Aaron Sines had a free look at him, and the nifty moves by Jeff Wright. Dodges one bullet, but plenty of blue jerseys around to take him down after that.
16-yard gain on that one. Puts him out at the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Bearcats, right to left across your radio. Jeff Wright under center. T formation, of course, for Ubley all night. And they're going to hand this off to their second man. Goes right up the gut. He gets about 5 yards out to the 25. They're going to mark him down at the 26. And that is Derek Brown, the ball carrier.
Tackle made by number 22, Brandon Bolesman.
That is his sixth carry on the night for 35 yards, as long as 13, and he's averaging 5.8 yards every time he touches that ball. Derek Brown, the sophomore running back for Ubley. Staying up in the T formation, off the right hash, right under center. Hands it off to his first man, goes right through the middle, close to the first down markers. Looks like he's just shy of it, maybe by about a foot. Depending on the spot here, Derek Brown yet again. It's hard to see him get that carry even, just because he is so small.
He is, but he's so quick. He gets up into the defense so quickly. Chandler Fritz, the senior linebacker for USA, gets in on the action on defense.
We're getting word here from the station. The North Huron versus Peck game is not happening tonight. You know why? They lost power at Peck.
Wow.
No Peck power. But it will be Peck power will be back on tomorrow.
No pun intended.
So the North Huron Peck game is rescheduled for tomorrow night for 7 p.m. Same place, same time, different day, hopefully different weather. Hand off to the third man, number 23. That is Welton for Ubley. He gets across to the 36-yard line. It's a gain of 6. And now brings up second down, 4 yards to go. The first down marker sitting at the 40.
Tackle made by number 52, Noah Urich.
And now we have an official timeout, as actually that's the end of the first quarter, with Ubley Bearcats leading the USA Patriots 8-0 on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Caro. Looking for a great deal on a 2014 closeout sale on Dodge Grand Caravans? We got them from just $19,995 and a great selection of 2014 Town and Country vans, too. We also have a 2014 Chrysler 300 that lists for over $31,500. And with Chrysler employee discount, get it for only $22,987 plus fees. With low lease payments on nearly every model and great rebates on the 2014s, come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.